Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the family altar. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our family altar. Sing hymn 89. Sing hymn 89.
Oh, what a wonderful Savior, in Jesus my Lord I have found. Though I have sinned without number, His grace my fingers abound. His grace abounded now, His grace abounded now. Though sins abounded in my heart, His grace abounded now. When a poor sinner he found me, when good not to offer had I. Often his law I had broken, and learned not but to die. His grace abounded more, His grace abounded more. The sin abounded in my heart, His grace abounded more. Nothing of merit or fancy, or heartless before Him I made. But in the precious blood flowing, He washed all my sins clean away. His grace abounded more, His grace abounded more. Though sin abounded in my heart, His grace abounded more. In Him my gracious Redeemer, my prophet, my priest, and my King. Mercy I find and forgiveness, my all in His keeping I do. His grace abounded more, His grace abounded more. Though sin abounded in my heart, His grace abounded more. How can I keep from rejoicing? I sing to the joy in my soul, praising the love of my Savior, 1 year of eternity more. His grace abounded more, His grace abounded more. Though sin abounded in my heart, His grace abounded more.
Let us turn to Psalms 38. Psalms 38. This is a psalm of David. In Jesus' name I read Psalms 38 verse 1. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy anger, nor chasten me in thy wrath. 2. For thy arrows have sunk into me, and thy hand has come down on me. 3. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thy indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. 4. For my iniquities have gone over my head. They weigh like a burden too heavy for me. 5. My wounds grow foul and fester because of my foolishness. 6. I am utterly bowed down and prostrate all the day I go about mourning. 7. For my loins are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am utterly spent and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. 9. Lord, all my longing is known to thee. My sighing is not hidden from thee. 10. My heart throbs, my strength fails me, and the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. 11. My friends and companions stand aloof from my plight, and my kinsmen stand afar off. 12. Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek my hurt speak of ruin. and meditate treacherously all the day long. 13. But I am a deaf man, I do not hear, like a dumb man who does not open his mouth. Yea, I am like a man who does not hear, in whose mouth are no rebukes. 15. But for thee, O Lord, do I wait. It is thou, O Lord, my God, who wilt answer. For I pray, only let them not rejoice over me, who boast against me when my foot slips. 17. For I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever with me. I confess my iniquity, I am sorry for my sin. 19. Those who are my foes without cause are mighty, and many are those who hate me wrongfully. 20. Those who render me evil for good are my adversaries, because I follow after good. 21. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. 22. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. Psalms 38. This is a penitent psalm of David. Together with Psalms 32 and Psalms 51, they are reckoned as penitent psalms. And in the superscription, the topic given, a psalm of David for the memorial offering. For the memorial offering. This is recorded in Leviticus chapter 2. Let us refer to Leviticus chapter 2. Let us read verse 2. Leviticus chapter 2, verse 2, verse 9, verse 16. Verse 2. And bring it to Aaron's son, the priest, and he shall take it from it a handful of fine flour and oil, and with all its frankincense, and the priest shall burn this as its memorial portion upon the altar, and offering by fire a pleasing odor to the Lord. Verse 9. And the priest shall take from the cereal offering its memorial portion, and burn this on the altar, and offering by fire a pleasing odor to the Lord. 16. And the priest shall burn as its memorial portion part of the crushed grain and of oil with all the frankincense. It is an offering by fire to the Lord. In Leviticus 2, even in the chapter, in Leviticus chapter 5, verse 12, it tells us about this memorial portion that is offered to the Lord. And when we say memorial portion, or here the memorial offering, it is to bring to remembrance to God. That is to put God in remembrance that such a person is his worshipper. Thus, when David made these psalms, when David made his prayer to the Lord, he is also in a way asking the Lord to put him in remembrance, to remember the position, the condition that he is in, that he is able to receive the mercy, the blessings and deliverance of the Lord. Thus, it tells us about the memorial offering. Psalms 38, we just divide it into two parts. Verse 1 to verse 14, the first part. Verses 1 to 14, the first part, it tells us about the extreme condition that David was in. The second part, verse 15 to 22, his confidence in God and his confession of sin. We will run through the first part. The first part tells us about the extreme condition that David was in. We can divide it into three conditions. The first, physical condition. Let us read verse 3. There is no soundness in my flesh. The third line, there is no health in my bones. Verse 5. My wounds grow foul and fester. Verse 7. For my loins are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. Verse 8, the upper portion. I am utterly spent and crushed. Verse 10. My heart throbs, my strength fails me, and the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. Verse 17. I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever with me. Thus, David was in a pitiable state because he says about his physical condition. And most probably, the physical and emotional all joined together. And secondly, about his friends and companion, verse 11. My friends and companions stand aloof from my plague, and my kinsmen stand afar off. Verse 11, he told us about his friends and companion. They are those who are ingratitude. Lower portion, verse 11, and my kinsmen stand afar off. The kinsmen, they are very cold to him. Alright, so now the second part, his extreme condition, even now his friends, his close companions, even kinsmen, they want to be far from him. They show no gratitude, they were very cold towards him. Thirdly, it tells us about his enemies, those who do not like him. Verse 12. Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek my hurt speak of ruin and meditate treachery all the day long. His enemies, those who did not like him, they were very cruel to him. Thus, this tree tells us about the extreme condition that David was in. The physical condition, the friends, the companions, kinsmen, and even the enemies. And why? Why David, he was in such an extreme condition? We can see this in verse 1. Verse 1. O Lord, rebuke me not in thy anger. David says, thy anger. Lower portion, nor chasten me in thy wrath. Verse 2. For thy arrows have sunk into me, and thy hand has come down on me. Verse 3. There is no soundness in my flesh because of thy indignation. Thus, here David tells us, thy anger, thy wrath, thy arrows, thy hand, thy indignation, or thy anger. In a way, it tells us about God's punishment. God was not pleased towards David. Thus, David was punished by God. That is why he was in such an extreme condition. And why? Why David came to this extreme condition? David, he told us about his problem. Verse 3, the lower portion. Verse 3, lower portion. There is no health in my bones because, the reason, because of my sins. Verse 5. My wound grow foul and fester because, again, the reasoning, because of my foolishness. Verse 8, I am utterly spent and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. David tells us about three matters, about his sin, about how he was so foolish, his foolishness, and about the condition of his heart, the confusion, the turmoil in his heart, where there is now no peace in David. All right. This first part tells us about his condition. The second part tells us about his confidence in God, about his confidence in God and his confession of sin. But before that, we have mentioned verses 1 to 14 tells us about his extreme condition. Even though he was in this extreme condition, in verse 13 and 14, there is a but. But I am like a deaf man, I do not hear, like a dumb man who does not open his mouth. 14. Yea, I am like a man who does not hear and in whose mouth there is no rebuke. There is this repetition here. What do we mean by this? I am like a deaf man. We know at the time, because David was in such an extreme condition, many, they, through their words, gave a lot of comment, a lot of opinions, many different opinions. As we know, David himself, he knows his own condition. Thus, he says, I am like a deaf man. I do not hear. Because different people, they have their different opinions, different conclusion as to the condition of David. But in the end, David himself, he knows about his condition and the reason why. And here he says, like a dumb man who does not open his mouth. Why as a dumb man? As we say, David knew himself. He knew that he was in the wrong. He was in wrong. That is why he was conscious about his sin. The guilt was there. Thus, he cannot vindicate himself. He cannot make a defense. He can just only remain silent because of his present condition. He understands himself and he willingly accepted it. This is important. He willingly accepted the punishment of the Lord. Let us cross-reference with Psalms 51. Psalms 51, verse 1. Verse 1, have mercy on me, O God, according to thy steadfast love, according to thy abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. David, he prayed for mercy. He pleaded for mercy. The same in Psalms 38, David also pleaded that the Lord rebuke him not in his anger, nor chasten him in his wrath. So when David pray in this manner, it is not to say that he was not willing to accept, but in actuality, he pleaded to the Lord for mercy. In Psalms 51, verses 3 and 4, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. 4. Against thee only have I sinned, and does that which is evil in thy sight, so that thou art justified in thy sentence and blameless in thy judgment. So this was also the statement of David. David willingly accepted the punishment of the Lord, and he reckoned that thou art justified in thy sentence and blameless in thy judgment. Thus, at the time, he says he will not say anything because he knew that he was in the wrong. He will not try to justify himself. He will not try to vindicate himself. He will not want to defend himself because he was in the wrong. Let's turn back Psalms 38. Psalms 38, we come to the second part. The second part, we say his confidence in God and his confession of sin. Psalm 38, verse 15. But for thee, O Lord, do I wait. It is thou, O Lord, my God, who will answer. He will wait for the Lord. He will know that God will answer. This was his confidence in God. Verse 21, do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far, far from me. 22, make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. He pleaded to the Lord, asking the Lord not to forsake him, not to be far from him, and quickly come and help him, for the Lord is his salvation. This was his confidence, his faith in the Lord. And in the end, verse 18, I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. We can see this was, in a way, the greatness of David. He confesses, or he confessed his sins. As a conclusion, we have said that this is the memorial offering, asking the Lord to put God in remembrance. In verse 9, David says, Lord, all my longing is known to thee. My sighing is not hidden from thee. The Lord knows. Thus, David now asks the Lord to remember me. I am your child. I am a worshipper. Yes, he sinned against the Lord, but now he turned back to the Lord. He pleaded for mercy. He acknowledged his wrongdoing. He willingly accepted the punishment of the Lord. Thus, he asked the Lord, now you remember, bring into remembrance of me, because you know me, you know my longing, you know my sighing, so all these are not hidden from thee. And the last teaching, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14. Ecclesiastes 7:14. The verse tells us, in the day of adversity, consider. So we must consider, self-examine the position that we are in. Like David, why he was in such an extreme condition, then he turned back to the Lord. He turned for the good. May the Lord remember us. May the Lord help us. May the Lord guide us. Now we will say our prayer. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Hallelujah. Amen. Let's recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank the Lord. We end our family altar here. May the Lord continue to keep watch and to bless us.